The boys are on their way, Leslie reported to Paul as she leaned against the door frame of his study. He'd built a fire and already put the ice cubes in his glass of scotch, but his hand froze as he reached for the bottle.
They are?
Yes, I called them both and told them to come. I want to see them on Christmas.
They had plans, didn't they? Stephen had to make an appearance at the office party. Dinner with his direct reports who have transferred to his office and don't have family locally. Those things are important for morale. He needs to think about his career, about keeping his employees motivated. For Cole, his practice is closed for the holiday, but he can make big bucks with after-hours emergencies.
I want them here. Leslie's cold stare was unwavering. They are our children. Getting together on Christmas isn't an inconvenience. It's Carrie's last year at home. We should be together. Paul rubbed at his eyebrow.
Yeah, okay. So, are we having dinner?
I'll make something. They'll stay tonight and be here in the morning to open presents.
Did we get them something?
Paul finally reached for his bottle and filled his glass. Yes, Paul, I bought our children Christmas presents. It wasn't easy, considering we're barely a part of their lives. Paul groaned.
What's that supposed to mean? I talk to the boys every week.
About what? Their careers? I find out more about their lives from pictures they post online than things they actually tell us. That has to change.
Here we go.
Paul took a long sip of his drink.
It's amazing how suddenly everything has to change. If you want a better relationship with the boys, do it. But they aren't boys. They are men, with lives and careers, and they don't want to tell Mom every detail of what's going on. And as hard as it's going to be, neither will Carrie. I hate to be the one to tell you.
And yet you're smiling.
Leslie, it's the holidays. Everything is changing. I get it. But you can't just stand back and pull a pin on the grenade right now. Enjoy the time you have with Carrie. Don't ruin it by panicking.
I don't want you here when the boys get here. She hadn't planned that part.
What do you mean?
I want some time alone with the kids tonight. I'm sure you can get a room for the night in town.
You want me to stay in a hotel on Christmas Eve so you can be alone with the kids? Why?
Because I want to talk to them, and I think they'll be more open with me if you aren't here.
Open about what?
He put his glass down hard on the table.
You really need allies in this argument? That's not appropriate.
I'm not looking for allies, Paul. I'm looking to know our sons, to know what's happening in their lives, and to see if they are all right. They didn't want to come home for Christmas. They'd rather be somewhere else.
I'm not leaving my house so you can prove a point. Not on Christmas Eve. It's not a reasonable thing to ask of me. They are my sons.
That didn't stop you the first time you walked out.